It's 75 degrees in Nashville. We've got mostly clear skies overhead. We expect a lot of sun and heat today. In fact, we are now under a heat advisory again in Middle Tennessee. This lasts until Thursday, with the National Weather Service warning that weather will be dangerously hot. Heat index values as high as 107 today, actual temperature in the upper 90s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. This week, the Tennessee Supreme Court will consider whether Tennessee is violating Krista Pike's Eighth Amendment rights and subjecting her to a cruel and unusually painful death. Several days of hearings begin today in Knoxville, where the murder occurred. The court will also consider an unorthodox request. Pike and her team say they would prefer she be hanged over being executed under the typical lethal injection protocol. The court appointed a special investigator to look into a long list of constitutional concerns. Many revolve around her PTSD from an extensive history of sexual trauma. But others focus on the harm the injection needles could cause because of her health issues, exposing her to unnecessary pain. Pike's legal team argues that a competent IV team and doctor would struggle to administer IV drugs into Pike. The department recently botched an execution attempt because of incompetence, placing IVs and a central line. Even in a worst-case scenario, the lawyers say she would experience pain for only seconds, making hanging a safer choice. So far in 2026, no states have used alternative execution methods, but last year, South Carolina and Alabama used them several times each. The first using a firing squad, the latter using lethal gas. Students in Nashville head back to class today, and some will get to sleep in a little longer thanks to a new policy pushing back school start times. High schools will open 20 minutes later than last year, and elementary schools start 10 minutes later. There's no change for middle schoolers. Mayor Freddie O'Connell recently spoke about why he supports the change.
Several studies have shown that more sleep leads to better academic performance, and I saw firsthand how the early bell impacted our high schooler last year.
O'Connell began working with MNPS last fall to evaluate the effectiveness of the district's school hours. MNPS then presented families with potential schedule options, and many said that high school start times were too early. Schedules for many magnet programs, academies, and special programs won't change. A new pedestrian bridge to connect Nashville's East Bank development with downtown has been eagerly anticipated for years. Permit documents show construction could begin as early as this month. The Tennessean reports an official start date still has not yet been announced, but once it begins, construction is expected to last 2 years. Residents and business owners say the increased connectivity will be a game changer. One other piece of East Bank infrastructure is set to open even sooner. A new section of Greenway around the River North development is awaiting an access easement from the Metro Council that's expected to come in a matter of weeks. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News.